Welcome to Money is Freedom, a podcast exploring how finance and freedom connect in our lives. Created from thoughtful research and narrated by Notebook LM AI, this series brings you clear, meaningful insights into finance and beyond. Welcome to episode 25, where we dive deep into Ethereum's journey as the ultimate contrarian bet for 2025. From its growing dominance in decentralized finance to its unexpected position in institutional portfolios, we explore why Ethereum could redefine crypto narratives and outpace expectations in the upcoming cycle. Join us for this insightful discussion.
All right, welcome to another deep dive. You know we love to take these deep dives in all things crypto, and today we're taking a look at Ethereum and all the buzz surrounding its potential, especially as we look ahead to 2025. And for this deep dive, we've got some pretty interesting stuff to dig into. We've got this article, it's called How Investors Are Likely to Miss the Largest Alpha in Crypto in 2025. Ethereum, and it's pretty bold. And then we've also got some social media posts, a lot of chatter online. Some people are even going as far as saying Ethereum could be at the heart of a quote crypto rebirth. And I gotta say, particularly in the US, it seems like there's something brewing. So what are we hoping to uncover? Well, like with all of our deep dives, we want to find out what's real and what's hype. So let's jump right in. I mean, we've got to start with the basics. A lot of people still think of all cryptocurrencies as basically the same thing. So what makes Ethereum stand out? Why all the hype?
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. You know, it's easy to lump them all together. But the key with Ethereum is understanding that it's not just trying to be a better Bitcoin. It's really something fundamentally different.
Okay, so not just another Bitcoin competitor. What makes it so different?
Well, Ethereum goes beyond just being a digital currency. It's a platform that allows for the creation and execution of smart contracts. And this opens up a lot of possibilities.
Smart contracts. I've heard that term before. But I gotta admit, I'm not really sure I could explain it to someone.
Think of it like a digital agreement, but one that automatically enforces itself. So let's say you want to buy a piece of digital art. With the smart contract on Ethereum, as soon as you make the payment, the ownership of that art would automatically transfer to you. No need for a lawyer or a middleman or anything like that.
Oh, okay. So it's like a digital vending machine, but instead of spitting out a snack, it's handling all sorts of agreements and transactions.
Yeah, exactly. A digital vending machine for complex transactions. I like that. Yeah. But instead of just snacks, you can handle loans and investments, manage supply chains, even create new types of digital assets.
Wow. Okay. That is a lot more than just a better Bitcoin, it sounds like. But getting back to the article, it seems like some investors might be missing out on this potential. Why is that?
Yeah, well, the article basically says that a lot of investors are kind of stuck in this, you know, buy and hold mentality. Like with Bitcoin, you just buy it and hope the value goes up. But with Ethereum, it's not just about the price of ETH. It's about the platform's potential. It's about the applications being built on it, the innovations happening.
So a different kind of investment approach is needed, looking at the long-term vision, not just the short-term price swings. But even with all that potential, I keep seeing concerns about things like scalability and the environmental impact. Are these valid concerns, or is it just FUD?
You know, I think those concerns are definitely valid. They've been points of contention for a while. I mean, any new technology goes through growing pains, right? So imagine trying to build a highway, but there are already thousands of cars speeding down it. That's kind of what early Ethereum felt like. You know, the network was getting congested, transaction fees were going up, and yeah, it wasn't the most energy efficient system.
Okay, so kind of a victim of its own early success. But what about all this talk about Ethereum 2.0 and this shift to proof of stake? Is that supposed to address some of these issues?
Absolutely. Ethereum 2.0 is a massive upgrade, and proof of stake is a big part of that. It's basically a different way to secure the network and validate transactions. And it replaces that energy-intensive proof of work system that Bitcoin uses.
Okay, that sounds promising, but how does this proof of stake actually work?
So instead of using all that computing power to solve these complex math problems, proof of stake lets users stake their ETH. Think of it like putting down a security deposit. And the more you stake, the better your chance of getting selected to validate transactions. And when you validate, you get rewarded.
Interesting. So less energy consumption, potentially more scalable. Sounds like they're tackling those issues head on. But how does all this compare to Bitcoin? I mean, a lot of people like Bitcoin's simplicity and stability, right?
Yeah, you're right. Bitcoin definitely has its appeal. A lot of people see it as digital gold, you know, a store of value. Ethereum, though, it's more like a tech stock. It's about innovation, rapid development, you know, potential for massive growth. But that also means it can be more volatile.
Okay, so Bitcoin is like that safe, reliable investment.
Yeah.
And Ethereum, that's the high growth disruptive company. I like that analogy. But speaking of disruption, one of the social media posts mentioned this spiritual side of Ethereum. What's that all about?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting too. There's definitely a strong sense of community with Ethereum. The developers, the enthusiasts, they really believe in the power of blockchain. They see Ethereum as this platform to change the world, you know, for the better.
So it's not just about making money, it's about something bigger.
Yeah, there's a real belief in its potential to create a more decentralized future, more transparent, more equitable, that kind of thing.
That's pretty cool. And that passion probably drives a lot of the innovation we're seeing on Ethereum, especially with things like layer two solutions. Speaking of which, I saw this post about Base surpassing Solana in activity. Can you explain what that means? I mean, why is it such a big deal?
Yeah, so remember those growing pains we talked about, like congestion and high fees? Well, layer two solutions are designed to tackle those issues. They basically act like express lanes, you know, running alongside the main Ethereum highway, handling transactions off-chain to speed things up and make them cheaper.
So instead of everything being crammed onto the main Ethereum blockchain, Layer 2 takes some of the traffic off, makes the whole network more efficient.
Exactly. And Base is one of the most promising of these Layer 2 solutions. It uses this technology called optimistic rollup, basically bundles transactions together and submits them to the main chain in batches. So it really reduces the load on the main network.
Okay, I'm following so far. But why is Base beating Solana such big news?
Well, Solana was seen as this serious competitor to Ethereum, right? They had high speeds, low fees. Some people even called it an Ethereum killer. But now, with Base surpassing Solana, it's like a sign that Ethereum's approach to scaling is actually working. Like, developers and users are choosing to stay on Ethereum and use these layer two solutions.
So it's a vote of confidence for the future of Ethereum. And then, on top of all this, there's this buzz about a crypto renaissance happening in the U.S. One post mentioned a shift of Tether, that's USDT, right, towards Ethereum. What's that all about?
Right. So Tether, or USDT, is what's called a stablecoin, basically a digital version of the U.S. dollar. And people use it to quickly move in and out of different cryptocurrencies. So the fact that more USDT is being held on Ethereum, it suggests that there's a renewed confidence in the U.S. market.
Interesting. But why would that be?
Well, you know, regulation has been a huge hurdle for crypto in the U.S. A lot of uncertainty back and forth about how it should be treated. It made investors hesitant, you know. But this shift of USDT to Ethereum, it could be a sign that investors are getting more comfortable. Like, they're betting that things are moving in a more crypto-friendly direction.
Okay, so they're putting their money where their mouth is, showing that they believe in the future of Ethereum in the U.S.
It's pretty amazing how all these pieces are coming together. I mean, we've got Ethereum evolving with proof of stake, layer two solutions gaining traction, and maybe a shift in the U.S. regulatory landscape. It does feel like we could be on the verge of something big. Yeah, it's definitely a possibility. But before we get ahead of ourselves, it's important to remember that investing in crypto, especially a platform like Ethereum, you got to be smart about it.
Okay, good point. What should investors keep in mind?
I think the most important thing is don't get swept up in all the hype. You know, it's easy to get excited and make impulsive decisions, do your research, understand the technology, the risks, the potential rewards.
Right. Not a get rich quick scheme. You got to understand the tech. So what kind of research should people be doing?
I think a good place to start is diving deeper into Ethereum itself. Learn how these smart contracts work, the different applications, the development of Ethereum 2.0. Then look at the competition, you know. Solana, other blockchains, compare their approaches, their strengths and weaknesses, and of course, pay attention to the regulatory landscape, any new developments.
Okay, so be an informed investor. It's not just about buying and holding, it's about engaging with the technology, the community.
Exactly. The crypto world is constantly changing, so you got to stay informed to really understand Ethereum's potential.
Right. Okay, I'm getting that message loud and clear. So we've talked about the tech, the community, the potential risks and rewards. But why should the average person, someone who's not a tech expert or a crypto enthusiast, why should they care about Ethereum?
That's a great question, and it's one that we'll explore more as we continue this deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though Ethereum might seem like a complicated technical topic, it really has implications that reach far beyond just the world of finance and technology.
Okay, now you've really got me hooked. I can't wait to hear more about how this connects to the bigger picture.
Think about how we use the internet today, you know? We rely on these centralized platforms for almost everything. Social media, e-commerce, our finances, it's all controlled by a handful of companies.
Yeah, you're right. It's like we're stuck in these walled gardens, controlled by these tech giants.
Exactly. And that's where Ethereum comes in. It offers a different vision, a more decentralized future,
mm-hmm.
where individuals have more control over their data, their finances, their online experiences. Imagine a world where you could easily send money across borders without crazy fees, where you own and manage your own digital identity, no third party needed, where you participate in online communities that are governed fairly and transparently.
Wow, that's a pretty big shift. But how does Ethereum actually make that happen?
Well, it all goes back to the smart contracts we were talking about.
Yeah.
Because they're self-executing and tamper-proof, they can automate complex processes, and they create trust between parties without needing a middleman.
Okay, I'm starting to see the potential here. Can you give us some specific examples of how this could work in the real world?
Sure. Let's take decentralized finance, DeFi, for example. Right now, if you want a loan or to invest, you have to go through a bank, right? They're the middleman, they set the terms, they take their cut. But with DeFi on Ethereum, you can access financial services directly through these smart contracts. Cut out the middleman, potentially get better rates, more control.
So it's like peer-to-peer finance, but powered by blockchain technology.
Exactly. And it's not just loans and investments. DeFi is creating entirely new financial instruments and markets.
Okay, that's pretty amazing. And yeah. I'm guessing DeFi is just one example. What other areas could be impacted by Ethereum?
Oh, the possibilities are huge. I mean, we're already seeing NFTs change the world of digital art and collectibles. But the same technology can be applied to things like real estate, supply chain management, even voting systems, really anything where trust and transparency are essential.
Wow, this is way bigger than I initially thought. It's not just another cryptocurrency, it's like a whole new infrastructure for the internet, a more decentralized, more democratic platform.
It is a pretty ambitious vision. And of course, like with any grand vision, there are challenges along the way.
Right, we talked about those risks earlier. What are some of the biggest hurdles Ethereum faces?
Well, scalability is still a major concern. Even with the progress being made on layer two solutions, as more people use Ethereum, the network needs to be able to handle a massive amount of transactions. Then there are security concerns. The blockchain itself is very secure, but smart contracts can be vulnerable to bugs and exploits. And then there's the regulatory landscape, which is constantly changing.
It sounds like there's still a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, for sure. This isn't an investment for someone who's risk averse, but for those willing to do their research, understand the risks, and really take a long-term view, Ethereum offers a chance to be part of something truly transformative.
Okay, so let's talk about that long-term view. We've been focusing on 2025, but what about beyond that? What's on the roadmap for the future?
Well, one of the most anticipated things is the complete rollout of Ethereum 2.0. It's a series of upgrades that will improve scalability and security, but also introduce a bunch of new features.
Like what kind of features?
Well, one exciting one is sharding. It basically divides the Ethereum network into multiple shards so transactions can be processed in parallel, so you get much higher throughput, lower transaction fees. And there are also plans for better privacy features, making it easier to protect data and control digital identities.
So Ethereum's not just a static platform, it's constantly evolving.
Exactly. The community is very active and innovative, always new ideas and projects.
It is fascinating to see all the innovation. But with so much change, it can be hard to keep up. What areas are you most excited about? What do you think will have the biggest impact in the years to come?
Well, I'm really interested in the development of these layer two solutions. We talked about Base, but there are so many other promising technologies emerging. As they mature, they'll be crucial for scaling Ethereum and making it more accessible.
Sounds like layer two is key to unlocking Ethereum's full potential. What else are you keeping an eye on?
Another area is the growth of DAOs, decentralized autonomous organizations. They're organizations governed by rules written in smart contracts, no more traditional hierarchies. It's a new way to coordinate and collaborate. Could really revolutionize how we think about organizations.
Yeah, DAOs have been getting a lot of attention lately.
Yeah.
How are they being used right now?
Well, they're being used for things like managing investment funds, creating community-owned platforms, even funding scientific research. It's still early days, but it's a really interesting experiment in decentralized governance.
So much experimentation and innovation happening. It's really different from the early days of crypto, all about speculation and getting rich quick.
Yeah, Ethereum has matured a lot. It's not just a playground for techies anymore. It's becoming a real contender for the future of the internet.
And with that maturity comes a lot of responsibility, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about the risks and challenges, but what about the ethical considerations? As this technology gets more powerful, how do we make sure it's used for good?
That's a really important question. Like any powerful tool, Ethereum can be used for both good and bad. We need to have open conversations about its potential impact on society.
What are some of the ethical concerns people are raising?
Well, one concern is bias and discrimination. If algorithms are making decisions in things like finance or healthcare, we need to make sure those algorithms are fair. Then there are worries about privacy and surveillance. As more of our lives move onto the blockchain, we have to protect privacy, make sure it's not used for mass surveillance.
These are some serious issues to think about.
Absolutely. Technology is just a tool. We as a society have to decide how we want to use it.
And to make informed decisions, we need to understand the technology.
That's why these deep dives are so important, to explore these topics and have these conversations about the future. The more we understand, the better equipped we'll be to shape this technology and make sure it benefits everyone.
Well said. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. It's been really informative. But before we wrap up, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier. You said Ethereum offers a different vision for the internet, a more decentralized and democratic future. Can you talk more about that? What does that future look like? And how does Ethereum help us get there?
I think it's really about shifting that balance of power, you know, away from those big centralized entities and towards individuals. Like right now, we're so used to relying on these big tech companies for everything, communication, entertainment, banking, even our online identities. It gives them so much control over our data and our online experiences.
It looks like they have all the cards.
Exactly. But Ethereum, it's like envisioning a world where we can just interact directly with each other without needing those middlemen, those gatekeepers.
Sounds pretty idealistic, but how do we actually get there? From this centralized internet to something so different.
It's not going to happen overnight, for sure, but we're already seeing the pieces coming together. Ethereum, it provides the infrastructure for this more decentralized internet. We can create applications and services that operate peer-to-peer, no need for centralized control.
Okay, I'm following.
Take social media, for instance. Imagine a decentralized social network. You own your data, you control your privacy, no algorithms deciding what you see, no central authority censoring content.
Oh, well, that sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Especially with all the concerns about privacy and censorship on these big platforms.
Right. And that's just one example. We're seeing similar things happening in finance, gaming, even governance. Remember those DAOs we talked about? Experimenting with new ways to organize and make decisions, all decentralized.
So it's not just about replacing existing services. It's about opening up entirely new possibilities.
Exactly. Ethereum is this platform for innovation and experimentation. Developers can really push the boundaries and build the tools for the future of the internet.
It's exciting to think about. But let's be real, there are some really powerful players who benefit from this centralized model.
Oh, yeah.
Do you really think they're just going to let Ethereum disrupt everything?
It's definitely going to be a fight. Change is never easy. But the momentum is there. More and more people are realizing the limitations of the current system. They're looking for alternatives, and Ethereum is becoming a real contender.
It's like that classic David and Goliath story.
Yeah, kind of.
But Ethereum has some unique advantages, right?
It's open source, it's decentralized, it's got this passionate community behind it, it's incredibly resilient, hard to control or suppress.
Like, you can't just shut it down.
Exactly. It's right. Not reliant on any one company or organization. It's a distributed network powered by thousands of people all over the world.
So what can we do as individuals? How can we support this move towards a more decentralized future?
I think the most important thing is education. Learn about this technology, explore the Ethereum ecosystem, try out some decentralized apps. The more people understand and use it, the faster it will grow.
Right, so it's not about being a tech expert.
Nope, it's about empowering individuals.
It can feel a bit overwhelming with all the tech jargon, but it's about something much bigger.
Absolutely, technology should serve people, not the other way around. And Ethereum has this potential to create a more equitable, more accessible, more empowering digital world.
I like that. It's a call to action.
It is. The future isn't something that just happens to us. It's something we create.
Well said. So there you have it, folks, a look into the world of Ethereum and its potential to change the internet as we know it.
It is a complex and constantly evolving space.
What? Full of possibilities.
If you want to learn more, there are tons of resources online. The Ethereum Foundation website is a great place to start.
Yeah.
And there are articles, videos, podcasts, all dedicated to this technology.
And don't be afraid to jump in and try things out. Download a wallet, experiment with decentralized apps, join a community. The best way to understand it is to experience it.
Yeah, and don't be shy about reaching out and asking questions. The crypto community is full of people who are happy to help.
This is really just the start of a much bigger conversation. The future of the internet is being written right now, and Ethereum's playing a huge role in that.
So stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged.
The future is ours to create. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Ethereum. Until next time, keep exploring.